Okay, so hey everyone, welcome to Sunk Randy Audio. It's me and Chris. So, I'm Jeremy. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm Chris.
MLW just banked a ton of shows from, I think that when they announced Fusion was returning, and it's on YouTube. So, they recorded at what's that center stage in Atlanta? I think it's called.
Something,
They
yeah.
recorded a bunch there, and then they returned because they moved all the offices to Charleston, South Carolina. And they had one show there, then went on like almost like a hiatus, came back, and they've been putting shows out every week. But the reason we're talking about this is I mentioned that Bishop Dyer returned to MLW after contract negotiations broke down. Just last week, Donovan Dijak gave Josh Bishop the other tag team title, kind of like a who is it, Sid? Took over for Mean Mark, or Mean Mark took over for Sid in the original Skyscrapers thing. But then this week, the week after Baron Corbin returned to SmackDown, Bishop Dyer returned to help Dijak and Josh Bishop. Like, I was totally lost. And then it turns out they recorded it on April 12th, you said?
This is just,
That's
geez,
crazy.
that's crazy. It's that's just garbage. That's why does it that, that that's why does this company even exist type stuff. Like, what are you even doing?
The thing is, and you'll probably disagree with me, but they've got a good roster of stuff. Well, I'm sorry. On April 12th, when they recorded this, they had a good roster. They've got, I'm not going to say like top flight. It's not going to be like difference makers, but they've got people you know, they've got talented people, and they mix in people that you don't know. So it's like, okay. And then to find out this was in April, and my God, it is July. I for some reason was like, that's not that far away. Yeah, that's 3 months ago.
That was before WrestleMania weekend.
Yes. That is wild to me. And knowing that like other like GCW was on last night. Now it's, I'm not we're gonna talk about it, but it's like they have weekly shows that can run. Like I don't understand this. So I don't know. It was just odd. And I thought it was crazy because they even mentioned that he debuted somewhere else last week. And it's like, well, if he was going through all of this and he was still under contract with them, why would you do an angle to where he was gone just to have him come back literally the next week? Even other companies have questionable booking decisions. And knowing this is in April, it's like, oh no, they can't pivot away from the dumb nonsense they're doing. As I know you don't watch MLW, but they've had this Contra unit thing running for the better part of 968 years. It's they're like a terrorist organization.
I'm familiar with them because I did watch MLW for about 3 months in 2019.
Okay, yeah, they're back. Even like they just had a promo this week. Was it Sam Ishmael, I think his name was, who was the leader guy? He's coming back. It's like, and they interrupt the show with these stupid insets. It's like Contra, whatever jungle base they have.
They still do that? They were doing
Yes.
that then too.
Oh,
God,
just the Senpai Death Squad
dude,
bullshit. It's
just because there's just because a show has a ring in the middle of it, you don't have to spend your time watching it, man. I told you that. I keep telling you this. Oh my God,
I know.
what are they doing?
Well, I got back from my ride this morning and I was a little tired, so I wanted to give AAA my full attention. So I decided, you know what? While I recover, I'll watch MLW.
Gotcha. Okay.
That is legitimately why I was watching it. Now, I do watch it, but yeah, I just,
I know.
my patience ran out. Like the first match was good. Just a four-way. Kushida's a bad guy. Good stuff. Now, the babyface is an idiot, Templar, but good match. And then the Contra nonsense started. And it's like, so, but that's not what we're here to talk about because we just came off
No.
the, no, but we just came off of Saturday night's main event, a to me, controversial SmackDown. I don't know if that's the right word, but I didn't like decisions that were made.
I have not, I am not liking wrestling right now. I could go as far as to say that. This is.
I won't go that far because I did enjoy parts of Saturday night's main event. I thought the ending was awesome. 20 minutes of jerking off the New York Knicks. I
Okay, I
mean,
was about to say. I mean,
what a
what a.
fantastic way to alienate everybody that doesn't watch basketball, doesn't like the Knicks. That
Yeah,
should have been off the air.
this is star fucking gone amok. I mean, this
Oh.
is just, star fucking people who aren't that famous. This is that New York, everyone cares about what's going on in New York. This is that arrogant New York bullshit.
Yeah, it really, yes, it absolutely is.
Yeah, this was so. Yeah, this did not. This doesn't help SummerSlam. This didn't help. Definitely didn't help Seth Rollins. Doesn't help Roman Reigns. It's TKO bullshit. And
Yes, that's exactly what this
yeah,
is. Yeah.
it again. I don't know if it necessarily hurts anything, but it doesn't help.
No, well, no, I don't think so. Other than if you didn't like it, just shut it off. I wish there was a way we could find out how everything spiked or dumped out during the show. Because I would love to know what happened after the tag match ended. I want to see how many people dropped off watching this. Because honestly, I don't really watch basketball. I knew about the Knicks stuff because of Danhausen. I mean, the Pistons
Yeah.
flamed out in the first round, and I didn't even watch, so I didn't care. So this nonsense, like Danhausen helping the Knicks, whatever else, that was fun. And then they gave it to Roman Reigns,
Yeah.
who, like, I don't know. I just have like mixed feelings about all of it, including going with like Roman and Seth, like even getting into
Yeah.
that. So,
Oh, we've been, Kevin and I have been getting into that, and I think you and Kevin have some as well. This feeling that this same old feeling
oh, yeah.
completely coincides with whoever told Seth Rollins, whoever wrote the line for Seth Rollins to go out there 3 weeks ago now and call him and Roman Reigns old. Whose ever idea that was needs to be fired. Because it has triggered something. It you it's like it no it's just like immediately after that happened, a week after that, Punk wins the title. Punk and Cody basically decide to have a match. Like, you want to have a match? Sure, let's go. Sure, let's do it. And now and now we're trying to and now we're bouncing around some,
That's all right.
and now we're trying to force some drama into this Cody Rhodes CM Punk thing when there is none. There is no real tension between them. The thing with the belt and the eye was stupid. It's just, and it's because they want to go with what's familiar because they're scared about, it's weird. They want to go with what's familiar because they're scared about the SummerSlam attendance. But the SummerSlam attendance could be, a byproduct of them just, running the same four guys on top as well.
Yes, I agree with that. And then filling an undercard out with like we are going to go all over the place.
Oh my God, yeah.
But sorry guys, we're not used to recording on a Sunday either.
No, this will be fun, I promise.
So okay, so wait. Yes, because we have Penta versus Chad Gable. Good guy, good guy. A good
Yes,
guy trying to reestablish himself as a good guy, taking on the very guys that he was trying to take out. And it's like, why can't we have Chad Gable beat somebody evil? Well, there isn't anybody.
No, there's
So
not.
I don't know. I just like, I don't like, there's a lot of problems. And I think I'm honestly starting to feel that this is a TXO problem, TKO problem. Sorry. A
I
TKO problem. You can see the interference just from the like
yeah.
the presentation on Saturday Night's main event changed from the last one where everyone raved about it. I don't know if
Yeah.
you noticed. It was match, backstage, match, backstage, match, backstage. This week, breaking in so Joe Tessitore and Stephanie can talk. And it's like they did that in spots before, but it just seemed so long this time.
Yeah, it did. And Stephanie seemed very unprepared.
Yeah. Stephanie's just happy to be there,
She is happy to be
in
there,
like
and
a
I don't.
positive way.
Yes,
She's
she
like,
is.
yeah.
But I don't know if she's exactly been keeping up on the current storylines either, though.
Yeah, I
It's
don't think so.
it seemed that way, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, she's just out there just talking, just smiling. Like she's like, if you I don't know if you read any of the documents that came out, like she was trying to get her dad to sell her the company. Like she clearly loves the business part and she loves being
Yeah.
around it. And she's still, I don't know, it's almost like she's still in that honeymoon phase of being back. Like she is so giggly. I don't know if you watched
She is.
her
She
show.
is. Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Oh,
Everything's
she's probably. She's trying. She's trying to rebrand herself, for sure. She. She has to be the good McMahon, basically.
yes. And it's funny because Shane was always like the good one, right? Like
Yeah.
in the fans' eyes until boy, he outwore his welcome. The hell it goes.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah.
So, the last time we saw him was what, talking to Tony Khan, I believe.
There's something he was doing. I mean, like I know he went to like Hogan's funeral. There's just
Yeah.
there's a few, maybe a few things here and there that he's like popped on up in the background of, essentially.
Yeah. Was he at Stephanie's Hall of Fame induction? I never watched him.
I don't know. I don't remember, actually. I never saw that.
Yeah. But no, so to go back, since kind of wilding, I just think that like TKO is the problem with this stuff. I think it is following such a format of UFC now that doesn't fit wrestling at all.
Right.
And it's becoming so obvious that these shows are like the shows aren't unbearable, but Monday night, oh my Lord. Kevin and I were talking about that. I'm not sure if you guys discussed it, but the gauntlet match, it was okay. Here we go with a match, commercial break, 30 seconds to a minute of action. Someone gets pinned, introduce somebody, commercial break, 30 minutes, 30 seconds, a minute of action. Oh, pin. Here's somebody new, commercial break. We never got most of the match. And it was like, this is gross. And for whatever reason, my VPN was giving me not commercials, but it was giving me like a static screen of different wrestlers with like their peaceful music.
Yeah.
It made the show unbearable, absolutely unbearable to watch. And it's like it's just TKO's fingerprints all over it. They don't need ad revenue for Netflix shows. You don't. I mean, how much are they making off of Netflix? Was it 500 billion or not 500, but $5 billion or something idiotic?
Well, I do think that the adding in an ads plan has helped their bottom line, for sure.
Whose bottom line?
Netflix's.
Well, there's just an investor thing came out yesterday that their investor confidence has gone down. So
Yeah,
and it's like,
that's more recent, yes.
But is it Netflix putting ads in it or is it
Yes.
TKO?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Netflix has ads. I mean,
But if you have an ad, all right, and this has always
an
been the
ad-free
argument,
plan,
right?
the ad-free plan doesn't cover live events.
Yeah, that's a nice bullshit way around it.
Yeah.
And especially when you know other countries don't have it. They get the show
Yeah.
with no commercials. It is
But
wild.
now they're not filling in the commercial time with anything worthwhile. They're going to static, is what you're
Yeah.
saying.
Well, even when
Or.
there's action going on now, they're not showing the action anymore, and they used to. That's why I would tell you guys, did you see that? And you're like, no, because it was during commercial breaks. So if you watch it through Canada, Mexico, wherever, those are my two go-tos. then if the match is going, it will go dark and then come back to the match. And there will be commentary and everything. They don't acknowledge they're a commercial. And then the screen goes black and it comes back up. And that's when you're back on TV again. And it's like, well, if that's the case, like it does everybody a disservice other than the people making money. That's it. So,
Yeah,
but it just makes
that's
the
true.
shows, oof, really rough. And watching Saturday Night's Main Event, I got a commercial for Arby's to begin the show, and I about lost my shit because I have the Peacock, no ads one. But it was just one ad to start, and that was it. Until, did you get that long commercial break at the end after?
I did get the long commercial break at the end.
I thought it was I thought they'd lost the feed. It was so long. And it's like, well, and again, going back to the beginning, I would like to know the people who like gave up on the show after the match, especially after being inundated. I think it was almost 6 minutes between Joe Test going to commercial and then coming back. It was that long.
Yeah, I didn't time it. I was just on my phone. I didn't really, so it didn't really register with me.
I don't know why I'm getting oddly really anti-commercial. Because I think it's a waste of money. But then I guess for some people it works. So whatever. But where do you want to start? I mean, we both, kind of realize Roman Reigns and Jalen Brunson the thing was garbage. But like I don't remember this. Who got the upper hand at the end of Raw? Was it Seth or was it Roman?
That was Seth.
Okay,
So
so
we're
then
playing that
Roman.
game. So we're playing that game, yes.
Okay, so then Roman and Jalen got the, which is just like, okay, whatever. So like, why did they bring out Tyrese Halliburton if he
Because
can't do anything? Because no, he can't. He's still he. I don't think he played this year, did he?
I don't think he did. Yeah, that's a good, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, they had. I mean, obviously they had their feud, but
Yeah, he's done with he's been with them. He's done WWE stuff before.
yeah.
He's, he's a huge heel and for New York people.
Did you hear how they booed Cade Cunningham?
Yeah, I heard that.
I was like, damn. I didn't realize Cade was hurt, was hated that much in New York. I mean, the Pistons got the head out of their ass. The Knicks wouldn't have won the championship. But, oh well. So, anyways. Yeah, I don't get, like, Seth is in there, gets run by Roman, and Jalen Brunson him stand tall at the end. Like, not even like a fun thing like Danhausen.
Yeah.
This was like, and NBA players are giant nerds, by the way. I just like wearing sunglasses inside, trying to act cool. It's like, okay, whatever. Just whatever. I know I'm probably in the minority of that opinion, but they are. They're all dorks. Think they're the baddest thing on the planet. It's like, you play basketball, just calm down. You're one step above a soccer player. So
Oh, wow.
they are.
I
Hockey
know that.
players and football players are the toughest. There's no arguing that. I'm talking team sports, by the way.
Yeah.
Baseball is just somewhere. But even baseball, they know. Like, baseball
Yeah.
tries to do cool stuff and it's just ridiculously dorky. Like, did you see the All-Star game? They came out and they were signing the lineup sheet.
No, I didn't see any of that.
Oh, so it's all white men that own the teams hiring white
Oh,
firms to white up stuff, even though
no.
50% of the people that play are Latino. It's like, this is so bad. But anyways, I guess. So we started off, and I think we both were agreeing that if Fatal Influence didn't work or didn't win, excuse me, that was going to be a really stern way to start the show this week.
Oh, it was going to.
I was
But,
already
and
pissed from Friday, so I would have gone nuclear probably.
Yeah, they have really shit the bed with Fatal Influence.
Yeah.
And for no reason. They've lost multiple matches
No reason.
for no reason at all. They came in hot and then they just started having them lose, particularly JC on her own.
Yes.
Can't buy a singles win.
Nope.
Well, do we want to go backwards then?
We can. Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's first talk about the interim championship situation and how it's just ruining women's wrestling basically at this point.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you go first. I'm curious about this.
Okay, so we get the announcement that because Rhea Ripley can't defend the championship at SummerSlam, but she may or may not be back somewhat soon. There is going to be one of these stupid interim championship deals, these UFC, like interim championship deals that AEW has tried and just they've stopped doing it basically themselves because of how stupid it is and how no one cares, no one really understands the concept, and it's just silly. Either strip the person or don't. So now we're going to get a five woman ladder match at SummerSlam for this interim championship. 2 months, mind you, before Money in the Bank, we're getting a big multi-person ladder match. That right there doesn't make any sense. I know it's 2 months, but still, let's spread the shit out. Then we get our first qualifying match. The first one was Tiffany, right? Is 50 and JC?
Yes.
Okay, so we get this match. It's like, you know what? JC Jane, this would have been a good win for JC Jane.
Yes.
Tiffany is already the United States champion. She's from Prior Lake, Minnesota, wherever the hell that is. I don't know why you can't just say Minneapolis. And she can defend her title on a show in basically her hometown. That seems to make sense. And JC Jane would be a good addition to that ladder match. Nope. We need to get Tiffany Stratton not in a singles match at SummerSlam, and a basically clean win over JC Jane after the Fatal Influence was cleared out by Brian Page. So now Tiffany, who already holds the title, is in this ladder match for this fake interim championship, this fake championship, I'll call it. And it's in her hometown, so I was like, is she gonna win? Because they've been giving people their flowers in their hometowns lately. For years now, since Vince has been out of the picture. And then she's gonna face Rhea Ripley. We're gonna get another babyface versus babyface match for this interim for this championship that no one cares about. That's not even the worst one, really.
Wait.
Because then
Oh,
we have been
I
building.
didn't think of this. She'd have oh my God,
What
no.
were you thinking?
I think you're right.
We have been.
I just
But.
hate this. I hate she won. It didn't even occur to me she could just have a US title match and win. That'd be fine too. I openly hate like I know Kevin's traveling. I think you were traveling too. I even said, of course, the old person wins, which is funny because Tiffany's only been around, what, 2 years now? Three, maybe?
Yeah, and she may be younger than JC Jane. I don't even
Cool.
know.
I don't care. She's old enough on TV. I'm tired of her. Like,
Yes, I
she's
know.
miscast. She should be a bad guy.
Oh yeah. Yes, of course. Yes, that I agree.
They've given outside the Char even the Charlotte Tiffany stuff backfired because she didn't know how to handle it. And then that match was good, but then she disappears for a while. It comes back. So then you have, and I'll let you get to the other one in a second. So then you have Toxic Attraction, or is it Fatal Influence? I keep getting it. I keep messing it up.
I do
Is it,
too.
anyways, them.
It's
They
fatal
come.
influence. It's fatal to
Okay,
it's
okay.
it's it's fatal. It's a fatal influence. Okay.
Fatal Influence comes in, immediately boot out of the goddamn building. The people legitimately don't like them. That is legit bad guy heat, which they have not had for a long time. They take on Rhea. People are not pleased. They're like, no, beat this bitch up. Good. So what happens? Nothing. Fucking nothing happens after that. And you're right, JC's eating L's. I'm like, oh, here we go. So you're gonna have Fatal Influence beat Bree and Paige the next day. You can have JC go on, and then you can start doing something. Wait for it. New. Something new could come of this. And I've seen people go, well, it's not a big deal she lost because JC's new. She's got plenty of time. No, she doesn't. Anybody
This is a
new.
fallacy that people, in the dying days of Vince, this was an idea that we make people humble before we push them, and it never works.
Yeah. I
You
mean,
know, it or it only works if they really come up with a great, you know, basically new, you know, persona gimmick idea for this person that can wash away the losses.
yeah.
But I think that's more rare than the person just fading away and being released eventually.
Yep. Well, I don't see that happening, obviously. But it's like we have all these new people. Look at Braun. We were at WrestleMania, Braun Breaker. And I know he's an easy one to fix, but he just blends in now. And that's
Yeah.
crazy. Oba should have never lost to Brock Lesnar. Sorry, shouldn't have never happened. Brock, this whole thing with Brock shouldn't be going on. It should be Oba and Roman Reigns or Oba and CM Punk, whatever they wanted to do. That's what it should have been. All of the new people should be in positions of doing something instead of going, here's the new guy. You lost.
You gotta wait to WrestleMania to crown people.
No, oh no, we talk about that Thursday. No, you fucking don't.
I agree.
At I thought Money in the Bank was actually at the Dome in New Orleans. It's not. So I was gonna say do it at Money in the Bank. But then Survivor Series is in a baseball stadium. Do it there. Have Ova beat somebody. This is ridiculous. It's just, I'm repeating myself from a show. Go back and listen to it Thursday. But the JC Jane thing, Tiffany's not over. She's got people that cheer for her, sure, but it's clearly there's a disassociation there because she doesn't act like a good guy.
No, she never has.
And like her presentation, just everything's off. And she's supposed to be the good guy, but then she treats Chelsea Green like garbage, who the fans love, who's just trying to help her and expects, I helped you out. You want to help me out? Like something like that. It's
She's been friendlier.
friendlier, but it's still, the only thing that Chelsea did was get him a tag team match, and she was on board with that because she could get more gold. And then notice there was no Chelsea this week.
No, there was no Chelsea this week.
So, and again, the people want Chelsea Green. What do? We're eating L's left and right. Everyone says, this was the dying days of Vince. Well, they're back for the most part. Triple H has his guys, and he won't let go. But
Yeah.
this is also another thing. This is also a classic TKO thing. Their UFC cards are littered with guys that used to be something. And they aren't, but they still put them on there because they think they still draw people. Now, it doesn't matter anymore because, they got $5 billion or whatever. And I'm starting to wonder if there is an actual influence or meddling by TKO to be like, well, these are your proven box office draws. And, I don't know how closely you follow UFC or did. Whenever someone was up and coming, Dana didn't usually jump on it right away. It was always like, well, we got this guy here and this guy here first because, people know him. They're a bigger draw. Well, how do you become a bigger draw if you don't use me? But yeah.
I beg your
But I will disagree with you. I don't mind the interim title.
Okay.
Now, I do mind an interim title if Rhea Ripley comes back the day after SummerSlam and they set up an interim a unification fight. That's stupid.
Oh, that is really stupid.
Right. Well, and
Yeah.
that like you touched on it too. Pierce said, Rhea Ripley she won't be back right now, but she should be back soon. Then why bother with this? You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's just a
No, it
match to have
doesn't.
a match, and then you pointing out Money in the Bank is the next month. Yeah, it's
2 months,
even
well, 2 months, yeah.
close enough.
Yeah, and still we have no there's nothing in September right now.
I'm sure they'll
So
find something,
I
and I
think
would
they
guess.
might, but they're waiting, but that they haven't announced anything.
Well, whatever AEW's next pay-per-view is in September, I'm sure it'll be around then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that makes sense. And that's worked in the past. No, I hated this. I wanted someone new. I'm dying for somebody new and to be sustained too. Like the Oba losing to Brock really pissed me off because it didn't need to happen. We all knew it was going to, but they've already, to take my bias out of this, they've already screwed up the Gunther stuff. So now they're just like, well, we're going to mess up Ova as well. And remember, Braun was really over at WrestleMania, come and run all that. Now don't worry about it. Seth is going to beat him in a meaningless cage match, and we're not going to reference it anymore. And now Austin Theory apparently is the main man of the Vision. That makes sense. Oh yeah, because he's been around the longest. Oh,
Wow, you've
so go ahead and continue with the second match.
okay.
I don't think we're disagreeing at all on this. So.
No, we're not disagreeing at all. No. So, and I don't think we'll disagree about this one either. We have been building this Charlotte Flair Jade Cargill feud for months. They've cost each other championship matches. Jade's injured Alexa Bliss. And they were primed and ready for a one-on-one match at SummerSlam that honestly it seems like people are looking forward to and was going to be a pretty big deal, even if a title wasn't at stake. Well, guess what, people? A so-called title is going to be at stake. And there's going to be three other people in there with them. So, Charlotte Flair interferes in a heel versus heel type one-on-one match between Jade Cargill and Nia Jax.
Yes, heel versus heel. Let's make
Yes,
sure
that
everyone
was
knows that.
happening. The best way to have a match. Two heels. And then we get, and then, you know, when, of course, Nia Jax justifiably angry about this. Attack Charlotte Flair, who's then left to be prey to, the Jade and the baddies or whatever they're calling themselves. And that's that. And then we get a backstage segment with Adam Pearce, with Lash Legend and Nia Jax, where instead of Lash Legend getting a qualifying match next week with Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax gets a second try. This makes no sense. Why are we get again, just going back to the why are we moving away from this the Charlotte Jade singles match that people want to see and are
Make
moving to
sense.
this. Here's an idea. If we will, if Rhea's gonna be out maybe a couple of more months or something like that, why don't we just have a one-on-one match between with Charlotte Flair and Jade Cargill, and we'll call that the interim championship match. And don't involve ladders. Don't involve three other people. They both have justification to be top contenders, so why not? If this is the direction you want to go, if again, yes, if Rhea Ripley returns within a month after they've established this interim championship, or haven't, or I should say, haven't established this interim championship. It's stupid, and you're saying it'll be the next night, which, oh
I
my
honestly
God.
think it will be the SmackDown after SummerSlam. She will come back.
Well, yeah.
I honestly think that's what's going to happen. Not to have the match that night, but just
Right,
to be
yeah.
like, all right, we'll set it up for maybe that'll be the catalyst for the September show that isn't on the books yet.
Right. Maybe. Who I just this
That's
is just all.
a correct response, by the way. Silent.
Yeah, no. Within the world they've now created, I guess it makes sense. This is just so dumb.
I just wanted Jade to win. Listen, if they're gonna do a ladder match, I don't care. Whatever. I have nothing against Charlotte, other than she's been around for 10 years. I know it's less. I don't care either.
No, it's
So,
more.
well,
It's 11 years
in
now.
WWE
It's 11
or
years into it was 11 years main roster. That's what because
wow. Okay.
that's when her Becky and Sasha all came up.
Okay. And I know she's been gone, and I know like this, to be honest, to be fair, this iterance of her character I actually enjoy because she seems like a
Yes.
real human being.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
But
you,
she,
Alexa Bliss.
yeah, and she still has, okay, real quick, odd couple pairings, for whatever reason, is WWE's bread and butter.
Yes.
Everybody comes out better for it.
Yes.
Well, Riddle was on his way to coming out better for it, but he took care of that himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even, and I dare say, even Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin started having their thing. And that was starting to go somewhere. And then they just took him off TV and then, let him go. Because Baron Corbin showed when, what was it, the Wolf Dogs in NXT with him and Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
That actually got Baron Corbin to be like, oh, there's a personality here. So, whatever the reason, odd couple pairings work. And then you go off and, oh, okay, something's a little bit better. But yeah, like Charlotte is a real human being. And her opening up more, I guess, on interviews outside of it, maybe for me helped.
Yeah.
To like get back to the Ashley Flair person, which was desperately needed. But then she can still be, I'm still, Charlotte Flair and go against Jade Cargill, just like you said. And instead, they're just inserting Charlotte in instead of giving it to someone new, like Lash Legend. Or who else is Julia or this person or this person?
Yeah.
It's the
Yes.
same damn like why and also
Sure.
nothing against Nia Jax, who I do think has improved greatly.
Yeah, she has. She has.
Why her? Why not Lash Legend? It
Yeah.
this
Charlotte and Jay
reliance on the reliable is
could.
driving me crazy.
Yeah, Charlotte and Jay could do their own thing easily. Charlotte could just cost Jay this match, and that's it. Their match gets
Yes.
officially made for SummerSlam because Charlotte doesn't want this. She could say she doesn't want this interim champion. She just wants Jade Cargill and one on one at SummerSlam, and it's completely justifiable. It makes all the sense in the world. So instead, we're getting. It's like we're having women's matches taken away. Is another
Yes.
thing on this 2-night show where there's going to be 12 to 14 matches, we're getting women's matches taken away. For what? What is going to be so important to put in put in those slots that a Charlotte Jade singles match or a Tiffany US title match? Just we don't have time for that, so we just put everyone in the ladder match.
My only hope, and they haven't announced any other matches because they're just making this up as they go along. And
Yeah.
it's a pipe dream, and it's always my fault, is Chelsea wins. That all of this, but at the same time, that's not what you want to do. You have to establish this interim title as being, the best one. And unfortunately for her, she has not been put in a position to be the best. So,
No.
the other thing with this is like, you've got Blake Monroe just stalking backstage, beating people up.
Yeah, that's I don't understand what she's
I
doing.
don't
Yeah,
get
no.
that either. Like,
Because okay, so she attacked Tiffany first. I'm like,
yes. There's
okay.
your US match.
Yes, there's your US title match. Yes, not that I like the idea of Blake Monroe
Nope.
losing her first big match, but okay, that's a match you
No,
can
I say she
do.
doesn't lose. Well, I guess it's Minnesota. Never mind. So,
You
yeah,
can
you're.
still don't have you can do I guess really if Gable gets his big since Brock's not gonna win, I guess if Gable gets his big win, that's your hey yay Minnesota. But yeah. Okay, then the second person she attacked was Chelsea, who's still connected to Tiffany. Okay. This week, she attacks Candice LeRae, who last time I checked was solidly a heel.
I think they're trying to get her and Johnny over as faces due to the comedy aspect.
It's not funny, and this is it's too
I know.
stupid.
That's not, I didn't say that. I'm saying that's what they're trying to
I
do. They think
know,
it's
I get it.
funny to sideline Johnny Gargano, who, by the way, do we think he's hurt?
I don't think he is at this point.
Or at least he's maybe he's finally healing, or he's on the way
Maybe.
back, and that's why he's featured more. Because it doesn't, being serious, it doesn't make any sense that this is going on this long.
No, maybe he is, but why do this? Why not just let him stay home and heal? Like, this it's just so
Yeah.
it's so bad. It's been going on since like what did they say, February?
It's 7 months. It's
Yeah,
almost 7 months of this. And I think the big issue with the Johnny Gargano thing is his wife just got beat up and he didn't come out of it. So what's that? What is it gonna take now? If seeing your own wife get sides like blindsided and hurt doesn't wake the guy up, what catastrophic event can happen for him to snap out? Are they gonna include his kid? You know what I mean? Like, the stakes are pretty high, and nothing. So it's like for me, I don't think there's an actual end game to this,
No,
but.
I don't think so at all. I mean, at first I thought it was going to be him and Sami Zayn becoming a tag team, and that might still happen. But we're still pretending Sami Zayn's a main eventer. Meanwhile.
I always love your hateful takes and also like your panache for just settling in. Like, no, I hate
Yeah.
this and I'm not changing. I actually very it's very admirable.
Thanks. Well, thank you. I think I got it from you, I think.
Oh no, I will waver every once in a while. You are very steadfast. I've talked to Kevin about this on the shows too. And I'm like, yeah, it's an admirable quality. Like it's not a Jim Cornette level, because there's I don't think
No.
in the history of ever that's gonna be possible again. But the Sami Zayn stuff is actually kind of grown on me now.
It's whatever.
And now I know he's not gonna be the main event. The 9 days was cool. He got the flowers, and I think that's it. But he does his best work when he can actually kind of dig in. And I think maybe this is actually like kind of close to him, you know, after all these years, especially the Montreal thing, where it was very clear this was it.
Yeah.
And I know they won the tag titles at Mania that year, but still, it's not the same. But yeah, I don't mind the Sammy stuff. I didn't like how he didn't say something to Gunther. Like, you gonna stand up for yourself, or okay, but to the women, yeah, you're right. There's so many women on the roster. Julia and
Yana
oh
James have
no,
nothing going on, though,
yeah,
right?
Blake Monroe beat them up.
Oh, that's
Nothing.
right. That's right. But they were the first people attacked by Blake Monroe, and they didn't do anything about it.
Were they the first?
I think they were the first. I think they came before Tiffany,
Okay,
yeah.
well,
So,
and there you go. Like, what is she doing then? Just beating everybody up? Beating up all
yeah,
the mid-carders for the US title, but doesn't have a US title match.
and then she's done nothing. She hasn't had an official match. She hasn't appeared before the crowd.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
It's
I don't understand. No, that's you're coming over to my side.
yeah. Well,
That
I mean,
everything's just bad.
I was making fun of, well, there's a definite luster that's worn off.
Oh,
For
it
sure.
absolutely has.
And I was talking to Kevin about this. Like, AEW likes to do this stuff too. But like last week, they had a very good vignette for Andrade. He's on a yacht with some chicks. Cool, man. Playboy, Mexican Playboy. All right, we get it. And I kind of like, you know, this is who I am. All right. Then they go backstage for a interview with him. Immediately. Why? You just showed us the vignette. We don't need to know.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear him talk. And then he talks, and it's like, ugh.
Oh, his stupid catchphrase. I hate it.
Well,
It's not a
yes.
catchphrase. It's not a
Yeah.
catchphrase. It's not something anyone, maybe the nerds who still go to AEW shows, maybe it's fine for them, but
Well, I see people, not to go on an AEW part, but I see a lot of people like turning on the people who were like the biggest fans of AEW. And I think it's funny. Like
yeah.
when
No,
you're
yeah.
losing the people that were your biggest cheerleader, something's wrong. But anyways, back to WWE. I don't want to talk with them. We didn't watch Collision anyways, so yeah, but then SmackDown, I don't really remember what else. Oh, I was intrigued by the Baron Corbin vignette. I didn't mind that at all. And I'm willing to give it a try. Yep,
See,
I
I was actually more the opposite, actually. I'm like, I was the one trying to calm you down about Baron Corbin last week, and now this week I'm like, he's just going to be 2016 Baron Corbin again,
I
and
know.
that's already failed.
I know. And with like a worse look.
Yeah, he's
So
old. Now he looks old. Great.
I'm trying, all right? I'm just
I know you are.
when you love something, you just keep trying, man.
I
And
know. Oh, we've been
I don't want him
we went
there.
down this we've been down. How many times have either of us been down this road in the
Yeah.
last 40 damn years?
Yeah. But it's like I don't want him there. There's no reason for
No,
him to
there is
be
no
there.
reason for this.
There's no, and honestly, there is no reason for Big Cass and Enzo to come back. There's no reason for the Bellas to be there. Oh, they make money. Fuck, they don't have to. Like, Paige, no, who cares? All these old hats, who are not old, by the way, they're younger than me, but peace off, man. There's other billionaires out there that can create a company and go, you know what? It'd really be really cool. I'm gonna grab the Bellas, Paige, Enzo and Cass, Baron Corbin. You know, I'm gonna make my own wrestling league. Someone, please, God, do this. Billy Corgan's gotta be worth more money, right? So go, come on, man, step up. Him in the NWA. God. Off my goddamn show. Shows so yeah, so they're fine. I'm trying to give stuff a chance, but another pasty, boring, bald white dude. And honestly, I have nothing against them. I don't care about the Viking Raiders or the War Raiders, the War Raiders,
No,
right?
that's just it's
I think that stinks. I feel bad for them. Nothing works.
nothing works. It hurts AAA that they go in there and be world beaters. It's just this this you know the joke team of Priest and Truth are gonna have a unification match. When, where, who knows, who cares?
Why would you have a unification match, though? You know what I mean? Like, why? So, are we just gonna have like the Triple Eight? Like, by unification, you mean like one of them goes away, or they just have double champs?
It's probably title for title.
Okay.
It's title versus title.
Yeah,
Yeah, not a
because
unification.
Priest did show up in AAA saying he wanted titles. So, and he was presented better in AAA, by the way. So, I don't know if you saw that or
Yeah.
not. That was last week. But,
Yeah, I think I did. That one I think I did see.
yeah, this week's is okay. It's kind of a backward step, but they're trying to find their footing after. It's like that crescendo, man. And you're getting close to breaking the sound barrier. You break it, and then you're like, "Well, I got to throttle down to do it again." And that's what I think. That's what I think AAA is at right now.
Yeah, it absolutely feels that way
Yeah.
because I don't th th this Paris Del Mall gimmick. You throw some, you throw a WWE jobber tag team and some chick from NXT who doesn't even acknowledge that what Paris Del Mall when she's on NXT
Doesn't act the same as if she's
doesn't
in
act the same, and then the other guys like who else is in this thing?
Bronco Nema from Out the Mud.
I'm not. Super familiar with him.
It's they're the big guy tag team in NXT that's done nothing. They've had so many
They're in
start and
NXT.
stops. Yeah. He,
I
yeah.
thought I thought they were more longtime AAA guys. Oh shit.
No, all of these people are WWE people. And then
Oh, I did
Garza
not.
and Umberto, they've been in AAA. They won the tag titles there.
Yes,
So,
I remember that. Yes.
yeah, so that's fine. You know, I don't mind them being in it at all. It makes sense. I mean, and I'm going to be this way. I want AAA to be Mexican. I know they use other nationalities, ethnicities, whatever, but I want my AAA to be Latino. You know,
Yes,
like make it
I
different.
understand that.
Make it different. I don't want to see these guys. I don't want to see Carmen Petrovic.
Yeah, I don't want to.
The
Part of
only
the.
white guys I want to see are the El Grandes and Rio and Bravo. That's it.
No, I don't disagree. And then I
But
don't. And all the white guys, all the white guys are a big part of what killed New Japan. And now they've gotten even whiter. I couldn't tell you what Japanese guy has come along in the last 5 years.
Nakura.
Are you making something up, or is that a real person?
Evil. Nakura, he's
Oh,
in NXT.
he was already.
I know,
I'm
that's why I
talking
said
about New Japan itself.
I know, that's why I said that though. Just for fun.
Yeah.
Just to derail stuff. So, but no, yeah, no,
Oh
I
shit.
no, I don't know. I gave up on New Japan a long time ago.
I did too.
So, and what I've seen, there's nothing I want to see. And you know what's bad is even like Meltzer doesn't really talk about it anymore.
No.
So that's how you know. So, but, yeah, but AAA is just biding time for the inevitable El Grande Dominic match.
And we're doing that by having them team with each other.
Well,
I hate it.
they
Dom
haven't,
is such a heel.
but
He
they not
shouldn't be
down there. He's
happening.
not. That's the problem.
Yeah, he still has been.
I mean, he beat Vikingo, then went crazy for him, and
That's
then
they did do that. Well, anyone
Vikingo
could
did
get
it
it about
again.
beating Vikingo until Vikingo finally beat himself, which I'm. Get well soon, buddy. Get well soon. I don't
I
wish that on somebody.
yeah, it does suck. It hurt. Is it the same knee again? Like,
Or I don't know his history.
you gotta switch it up, buddy. There's just no way around it. But I get the feeling that's going to be the WrestleMania match in New York. I really do.
What
And
do you
that
think? They
El
mean the
Gron.
Triple Mania match?
I don't think it'll be Triple Mania, no. I think they're going to drag it out till that show, because isn't
Oh,
that
the
show
WrestleMania
at
show?
Madison Square Garden, the AAA show and NXT?
The theater.
Oh, it's a theater? All right.
Yeah, they're just using the
So
theater for that.
now
Now, do we.
I don't agree with this. A AAA show main event should always be in Mexico. I'm sticking to these standards that I've created for myself. So
No, I mean, the AAA main event is going to be Mysterio versus El Grande. I mean, I think that's already been set.
well, they got to hurry up, right? Because isn't that September?
Yeah, September, yeah.
Oof. I don't know. It just seems like I don't know far forward they record shows, but it's clear because Dom already had problems with El Grande because he shook Ray's hand. So for him to come back and help him out was kind of weird, and they haven't really explained why. So this could all be a setup. I don't know. But it's quick show to watch. So they'll explain. So but yeah, you were saying like AAA's kind of like cooled off. And I think you're right. But being able to have a small, short, concise show, maybe that's also kind of a detriment sometimes too. Plus,
Yeah.
maybe they didn't know what they were getting with that mask versus mask match. Like they were like, yeah, it'll be
Wait.
good, but
Yeah.
not to the universal praise. And I mean, it broke into like mainstream culture too, you know? So I don't think they were prepared for that. I thought they thought they were just gonna have a good gate, a good end of the story. And those two just blew it out of the water. So, Well, was there anything else on SmackDown you cared about before we move on to Saturday night's main event?
Oh, we're still trying to get back to Saturday Night's Main Event.
Yeah, I guess we kind of have to.
Oh yeah, that's right. What triggered all of this? Fatal Influence defeated Paige and Brie Bella for the Women's Tag Team Championships.
Yes. Thank God. What started off a trend for the show, people getting busted open the hard way. Yes.
Yes, three bloody noses in one show.
Is that where Fallon Henley was bleeding from? Because it looked like it was her mouth.
I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it
Okay.
was the mouth. Yeah.
But yeah. Yes, it was a rough night for people.
It was a
And
rough night.
the match I thought was okay. It was just okay. And I think with the people in there, that's okay. I mean, are we
Yeah.
really like, can we name a Brie Bella match where we're like, that was really good? Being fair.
It.
Yeah. So, and I think that goes for everybody in there. But it was just, I had actually forgotten there was a women's tag team championship, let alone who the champions were. And that says a lot. So
Paige and Brie Bella have been defending these things pretty regularly.
that's, yeah. And there you go. So I still forgot about them. I know they have been, but it just doesn't, like, I don't know. It just never meshed with me. And it was easy to digestible. Just like that. In and out. In and out. So but they did the right thing here. It would have been a better cap to it if JC would have won and been like, we're seeing the future of women's wrestling. They could have used that term, you know? Done something to put it over even more. So that's all I really got for that one. I don't know. What about you?
I don't have much more than that. No,
Yeah.
no,
Yeah.
the right call, but at the same time, where do they go from here? Because,
Yeah. What teams do we got?
yeah, what teams we got, after the women's tag division stuff peaked well before WrestleMania.
Yeah, yes. I think that a part of the detriment of the women's division for the tag teams is they were all singles people. You know, we were talking like, wow, they were all like these singles people who didn't have title runs in them. And now that they're all doing their own thing, all the teams are kind of split up. So, what was the next match? I forget. Was that Danhausen?
Yeah, that was Danhausen.
Okay. Look. What are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
It was fun. That's it.
It turned fun. The beginning part where Danhausen actually had to sell for JD's normal offense,
Yes.
that you could hear a pin drop. Like, the people were
Nope.
not reacting to that.
No.
They started reacting even when Dom jumped in. There still wasn't a lot, so
Yeah,
Danhausen as a
they
wrestler
cooled
is
him
an
off
in.
too. So.
Yeah, they've killed him off. And Danhausen as a wrestler is still such a new thing that I think some people don't know how to respond to him being in actual matches.
Right.
And this was the most they've ever actually had to, he's ever actually had to wrestle. Because
Yes.
the early part of the
Yes.
match was him selling. So, but when they got the local heel stuff, with the jersey and the wiping of the ass, then the crowd came alive. Then all the mini housing stuff started.
Okay. Now, before we go into the rest, did you see what I was talking about?
Yeah,
One
I saw.
of those mini housings, he was supposed to jump into the barrier. Instead, they just threw his ass in between the floor and the barrier, and even she went, "Oh no." I'm like, "Oh, that was not supposed to happen that way." Because they had the next guy get tossed into the steps. And I'm like, "Please take this the right way. Please take this the right way." You could tell El Torito was not out there. So, yeah. But I thought the mini houses were going to be the only surprise. I forgot about the box. And as soon as he had the cat, I was like, oh, I think one of the Knicks players played for Kentucky. So they're the Wildcats. But, and then it was Karl Anthony Towns, right? That's his name.
Yeah, Cat is his nickname.
Oh, it is?
Hell,
Oh, I
yeah,
didn't know
the
that.
big cat. They call him the big cat. I did not know that.
Oh, no, I
I did
didn't.
not. I'm not a. I'm other
No.
than the Danhausen stuff and hearing the name Jalen Brunson before. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that either. It makes sense. Karl Anthony Towns. Duh.
Oh my God! Yes, Cat, KAT.
Oh
My
my
God,
God.
I can't
It
believe
was
I just
right
did
under us
this
the
with
whole
the.
time.
Yeah, it really was. Okay, so he is a gigantic man. They really don't make basketball players like that as often as they used to.
It's like that with every sport, and especially basketball. Everybody in the NBA is tall. That's why when
Yeah.
you had like a Muggsy Bogues or a Spud Webb, it stood out. Even Jalen Brunson wasn't that much shorter than Roman Reigns.
No.
And then when you see a bunch of 6'7" guys around each other, you just go, oh, okay. And then you see him in the wild, and it's like, whoa, whoa, wait a second. So yeah, he came out because Danhausen, I don't think he's even 6 foot tall, is he?
No, I
And
don't think he is.
he looked
Dom is
3 feet taller.
barely.
So, and to the big cat's credit,
And your cat is seven, a legit 7 foot.
oh wow, okay. I mean, I thought he did a pretty good job.
He did a really good job.
Yeah. So, I don't understand how the Danhausen magic is still going. I'm happy it is, but this had all the makings of being a disaster again. And yeah. And what did he call himself? It wasn't Carl that he Towns. Oh, Townhausen, I think he was calling himself or something like that. But that Danhausen rub is real, man. And I was expecting like Matt Cardona and all them to kind of be in this too. Like that just kind of went nowhere.
Yeah,
But
Cardona's getting no shine from anything. It's
no, but he got his wish. He got to come back.
the people who weren't invited to take any part in Fanatics Fest or be for there for Saturday's main event, those are your people who are not in a good position at all. And you know who's not only was Matt Cardona not one of those people, Chelsea Green wasn't either.
Yeah, yes.
So they're in his town of New York, and he's not anywhere near any of this.
Unless they had them doing something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's not like Chelsea Green. We're going a little side here. It's not like Chelsea Green, and she would say this as well, isn't like a premier athlete and a premier wrestler. But she's damn entertaining. And she's won the crowd over by being that entertaining. And then when they refuse to like listen, that's what makes things worse. All they had to do was just give her a win, you know? And everyone shuts up, everyone's happy, and they don't have this conundrum of what do you do with Chelsea Green? But yeah, they're just kind of telling. Like, why wouldn't you have? Unless they, you know, it seemed like they only wanted like the people they consider the big stars. And it's very clear they don't see her as a big star. Matt
Yeah.
Cardona, of course not. I mean, come on, what are we doing?
He's another one you could from your list on your
Yes.
list from earlier.
Yes.
Why are we bringing him back?
Absolutely. Yeah.
This
But
is this you know it's these people will work cheap. Kevin hit the nail on the head, and it's WCW. Remember like the early 90s WCW where it seemed like they kept like bringing back Junkyard Dog and Iron Sheik.
that's yeah.
Because the bookers know them, like Ole Anderson knew them, and they would work, and they knew their runs were done, so they would work cheap. That's what I think a lot of this is.
Did you cut out? Does it sound like you were saying
No?
something to stop? All right, I was adjusting my headset, so but
Oh.
no, it oh, Michael Buffer's still alive. I don't know that. But yeah, but like the fan fest stuff, like the people that they see as the stars were there. Anyone that they don't see, regardless of how the fans feel. But then yeah, like Bringing back Cardona made no sense. It was a nice story when he came back. Oh, cool. There he is. Now, what do we do? You know, like you're just taking up space. And I think the biggest problem with all these old guys coming back is that there are people in NXT that don't need to be there. And Kevin and I were going nuts about this on Thursday. He was actually pretty animated about it, too. Tony D has no business being in NXT. It makes no sense. There was the other people, but then like the women, you're bringing back the Bellas, you're bringing back Paige, and it's like, no, that's three spots that Kalani Jordan could easily take one of those. I'm Lola Vice seems like she's on the way, so whatever. Oh God, there was somebody else. I can't remember who it was, but it's like, you
Marker.
know, it's like just come on already. You did the good thing by shipping Natty to NXT, you know, depending on if you like her in NXT or not. But she's not taking up that roster space now. Good. Don't pollute it by bringing back Nia Jax and bringing back this. Like, and again, nothing against Nia Jax. So, but, and then we had, I don't know what this was, Bayley and Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah.
What was Bailey thinking? Was she supposed to hit her in the chest and
I
just.
think so.
That's a big distance to miss by, though.
Yeah, it absolutely
And
is.
it just kind of ruined the match. I know a lot of people are praising it, saying it was really good.
I didn't like it, and the crowd just never really cared from the beginning, so maybe that's not the best barometer.
Yeah, but it's like I think the match hurt because Lyra seemed out of it. And they
Yeah.
kept doing all those pauses to clean the blood up. And then I realized, oh, yeah, the New York State Athletic Commission doesn't want blood. That's why they had to keep stopping.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. Well, that still sucks, by the way. But yeah, like to have Bailey, well, she didn't tap out. She passed out. So, you know, the good guy doesn't tap. But I don't know. I thought it was hard hitting.
It was hard hitting, and it was a very old Bailey, who I think is still. I know there was one source that put her contract at 2027. Everyone else is saying 2026. I'm seeing it as 2026. You don't do this to somebody. They've brought her legit failures into the storyline. How people legit, they've called her a doormat, which I'm pretty sure I've used that phrase to describe her on this show. And then, said that she's the worst of the four horsewomen, and all these things that are real, or at least real opinions that people have had about her. And then she goes and is just destroyed at the end of this match.
Yeah,
I think she I think she's leaving. I think she's leaving within a few months or what have you. Plus, you had all the teases that Mercedes is doing on social media.
Yeah, see that
And you
stuff
know what?
I don't see because I'm just not on that stuff. So I'm not on that stuff to see her doing that, I should say.
Yeah.
So
And you know what? I think it's the right, I said this to Kevin, it's the right move for everybody.
yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, she's done, but she's done what she wants to. And now she may just not wrestle. She's already starting up that training center for, you know, for women's wrestlers.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, she's almost 40.
Yeah,
But
that's.
AEW has a much more relaxed schedule too. So,
Yeah.
you
And she
know,
gets to be with her best friend and all that. Yeah.
yeah. So that's one of those moves that it's like, okay, you know. I've always liked Bailey, so
Yeah, I
that
do.
is kind of the end.
Ultimately, I actually do. I know I'm hard on her because it's weird. It's like I'm hard on her because I think she shouldn't accept it. I guess she's not accepting if she's gonna leave, but there's just always been this weird disconnect with her. This she never fully made it to the top. Her peers have lapped her. Girls who came up after her have leapfrogged her. Yes,
It's almost like
there's
she's too
creative.
giving.
She's absolutely too giving. I've said this. I've said this on shows with Kevin before. I don't know if we've ever. I don't know if we've ever had this conversation before.
No, that wasn't me. So,
Yeah, no, but she's too giving. Yeah.
yeah, I mean, because I remember SummerSlam when Vince took over, and I'm sorry, not Vince. I'm sorry, Triple H took over. She had the match against somebody, right? Or
That's when
it was her.
Damage Control debuted.
Yeah, because that was her, Io, and then they brought back Dakota Kai.
Yeah. And
Or
they
no,
had
they
a good
brought back
run.
Io, and then Dakota Kai came up. She was something like that, whatever. And it was like, that's a weird group, but then that's who she wanted. She wanted to get them going. And then they, kept changing, kept changing. And it was like, okay. But you can just see it. Like, she's always working with somebody. Or she's always been working with somebody. And those people have gone past her. Now, Dakota Kai didn't, but pretty much everybody else did.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of like a putting pieces together here, like, huh, maybe she just accepted that was her role, or that's what she just wanted to do, which is kind of a weird thing too, but helping people is not weird, but at your own expense is
No.
kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I was just looking on Reddit, people are still saying that was Liver's best match ever, her coming out party, all
What?
this, and I'm like,
What?
I guess maybe I need to watch it again. I was just so distracted with the bloody nose, and they kept
Yeah.
stopping it. And then, they got rough with each other, so maybe that's why everyone likes it. But it's like, okay, I mean, women do that. It's not new. But, and then what was the main event time after this? The four way for the
Yes.
tag match.
The tag match.
I don't know. I didn't mind the end, but there's a couple things I have an issue with. Obviously, Gunther losing. Like, the guy that retired John Cena, AJ Styles, Goldberg, and was seemingly set to be retiring in Brock, but it all changed. That's fine. Whatever. Have something else for him to do. What are we doing here? Is he going to retire Nick Aldis, a guy that's been retired from the ring for years, but eating
Yeah.
L's like a motherfucker? Like, this is stupid.
Yeah. No, I don't. The whole stipulation they put on this match was stupid. No one believed that this was going to be turned into a four-way. They even went out and said, as far as they, no one really wants this. No one wants this to be a four-way. Yeah.
I wouldn't have minded it
Yeah.
being a four-way if they really wanted to save Punk and Cody for WrestleMania. But even then, it's like WrestleMania?
You've already announced the match. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. At least with the Charlotte Jade situation, they didn't have a match formally announced that got changed.
Well, I mean, they've done that in the past, you
They
know?
have. They have. And it's not
Not.
like I think people are super excited about this Punk Cody match.
It doesn't seem it, no.
No, because they just decided to just kind of say, hey buddy, you want to grapple? Sure, why not? That's what it is, and now they're trying to make them have the weird tension with each other, but they still work perfectly together as a team and won the match.
Well, no. Didn't Punk hit Cody, right? During the match.
I don't remember. I may
Yeah, it
have
was.
not been paying attention.
Yeah, there was an accident in there too, as well as a belt shot. It may have been Cody hit Punk, and that would be the catalyst for Punk hitting him with the belt, even though it was supposed to be an accident at the end. So, yeah, whatever. But as the story goes, taking personal feeling out, Nick Aldis costing Gunther the chance. Well, it had to be Gunther getting pinned. Because
Yes, that's true.
if it was Sammy, and I know you're not going to care, one, Sammy just looks like an idiot all over again, losing. And then Gunther has a legitimate gripe. Hey, I didn't get pinned. I should still be wrestling for the title. So they kind of took all of that away by having Gunther get pinned yet again. A guy that didn't lose for years, And I was eating L's left and right. And it's like, this is just bad. But, and then Nick Aldis, costing the championship, like, well, or the title chance. We all kind of knew it was coming. So, I don't know. What do you say? I know you have a different opinion on it.
Why would I have a different opinion?
Well, I said last night I'm okay with it. Even Gunther losing, I was like, uh-oh.
No, I mean, you've explained your position on this. We had to get to Gunther and Aldis. I guess maybe that's the problem right there. We have to get to Judge Gunther and Aldis. Do
Yeah.
we really have to get to Gunther versus Nick Aldis? Is anyone clamoring for this? Are people who are actually familiar with Nick Aldis's work clamoring for this? Is anyone but Mickie James clamoring for this?
That's my thing. It's not like Nick Aldis became this beloved figure on SmackDown. He gets
No,
applause. He gets a polite. He gets polite acceptance.
he's treated more competent than Adam Pearce. Although I think Adam Pearce has a bigger personality, is more well liked,
Yeah.
for sure.
But it's like, okay, and that's the end of it. Like, if this was a Mick Foley type, okay, makes more sense. But this is just a dude in a suit who we treat politely.
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't know, man. It just, it's like they didn't know what to do with Gunther. As soon as I heard he was supposed to be working with Roman during the summer, and then they pivoted and made him work with Cody over the summer. And right there, I was like, well, this isn't going to work out, and it's definitely not working out.
No.
So, yeah. And the match just ended. Sammy has nothing to do. So, like, there were other people. I was reading people's other ideas for this. And, like, a lot of them were like, Pierce is going to suspend Gunther, so Sammy has to find a replacement, and it could be Randy or Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
That would have
that would have
made
been better.
that would have been fine, because they haven't even acknowledged Randy Orton is alive on that show.
No, they have not.
And somebody said
And
he was healing his back, and I guess he was on Twitter going, "No, I'm not."
that happened a while ago, yes.
So, like, I don't know. Maybe he's just done.
Who knows?
Yep, maybe that's why they changed the WrestleMania main event, and that was just it. We just didn't know. No, watch, he'll probably show up at SummerSlam, but whatever. So, but overall, I mean, do we need to talk about Roman and Jalen Brunson? I thought we did a very good job in the beginning of this
Yeah, no,
dog and
we don't
pony
need to talk
show
about that.
horseshit.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a step down for Saturday night's main event. I thought the action was okay. The crowd really didn't help sell stuff.
No, they did not. The
Yeah.
crowd was poor, although they didn't give they weren't given a lot.
No, I mean, they popped for Danhausen. They were into the final match. And yeah, that was about it.
Yeah.
So, but now we're on to Monday, which you will not be around for. Kevin will not be around for. So rejoin us on Thursday. That's when Kevin and I will be back, because I know you are gone this week for work.
Correct,
Yep.
yes.
And then yeah, I'm still here. So there you go, everyone. Anything else before we get out of here?
I think we're good.
Yep. Yeah, we've been going long enough. So yes, there was
Oh,
something
yeah.
else, but we'll wait. Well, it'll wait. So, yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Find us where you found this. Later, guys.
Bye. Later.